You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, it's a shame we didn't tape the pre-interview conversation because fun conversation. Neat guy doing some neat work here. This is going to be a great conversation and rookie to the show.
Absolutely. This is going to be a great one.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Van Hardeman. He's the president of Van Hardeman Homes. Van, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the pleasure is ours, Van, I assure you. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy right now, so grateful for you to swing by. Before we get into all the important work happening at Van Hardeman Homes, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
So I am a true Atlanta guy. And what I mean by that is middle school, high school, undergrad, graduate school here in the city of Atlanta. Been a city of Atlanta resident for the past 25 years. Was raised up in the development business by my mentor and former developer, a gentleman by the name of Mark Ross. Gave me my first opportunity in the business in the early 2000s. And, you know, business just kind of took off from there. I call myself a residential construction lifer, which means that it's too late to turn around. even when things aren't looking as promising as they should, I have no choice but to stick it out. So here I am. I've been a state of Georgia licensed general contractor for the past 10 years and continuing education credits, classes, conferences, anything that I can get my hands on to continue to ingratiate myself within this business. I hold a master's degree in residential development and construction from our Georgia Institute of Technology, and I am in love with the business.
So he's a rambling wreck from Georgia Tech.
Outstanding.
Awesome. Yes. So we know a little bit about you and that you're a lifer.
Absolutely.
I think that's hilarious. I love that term. Tell us, you know, a little bit about how you got started with Van Hardeman Homes.
Well, what happened was for the majority of my career, I've been more of a contractor. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the point in which, you know, the contracting went to the home building was when the opportunity presented itself post-recession, of course. Right. And the customer service aspect of being a full contractor is an easy transition to roll over onto the home building side, because on the speculative home building side, you pull out the customer. You don't introduce the customer until the product is complete. Mm-hmm. So that used to be the hardest part of the business, is dealing with the customer on a daily basis. So as a speculative builder, if there's not a customer present, we've already have been used to being quarterbacked, I should say, by customers. So now the customer is out of the way. We can build the product as fast or as slow as we want to. But on the back end, we are 100% ready to deal with the client once they purchase the home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how we got started.
Got it. So where do you intend to build in this community?
So right now we're very active over in the northwest section of the city of Atlanta, Riverside neighborhood, Scott's Crossing, Cary Park. Those neighborhoods are where we are currently buying land lots and developing land lots in that area.
What kinds of trends do you see in that area? You know, I guess, infill homes, or are you seeing, lots of teardowns? And then, I guess we can parlay that into trends within the homes as well.
Well, that's a great question, Carol. So the majority of the trends that we're seeing right now is that buyers are actually leaning toward smaller land lots. Mm-hmm. Buyers today, they want to do less maintenance on homes. And they're also looking for smaller houses. Now, this dynamic is very tricky because in conjunction with wanting smaller houses, homeowners also want the opportunity to create rental income through sources like Airbnb and things of that nature. So the trend is trying to find that balancing act between a home that's big enough for them to have an opportunity to get that rental income, and also small enough to where they're not overwhelmed by the maintenance of the actual house itself.
Right.
Okay. Now, as it relates to the smaller land lots, that's another trend that we're noticing as well, because incomes are limited. And as you guys already know, the increase in your income is not growing as fast as people would like.
Right.
So the last thing you want to do is have a humongous landscaping bill, for instance. Mm-hmm. Right. So our job is to try to find smaller lots, develop on those smaller lots, do a decent sized home, but also design a house to where you can allow a stranger to come in and rent a portion of this house for X amount of time and add to your income as well, to in an effort to pour on top of whatever income you have from a job or something like that. So that's what we're seeing. But in terms of you asked, your second part of your question was about the trends.
Trends, like trends within the homes. What are you seeing?
So what I'm also seeing in the homes is that we're getting away from the grays. Finally. Okay. We're getting away from the grays, and we're also moving more into easier maintenance with less carpet in homes.
Right.
Okay. That's a huge deal. We get a lot of potential buyers that say, where will the carpet be? Because wherever the carpet will be, we don't want to be there. Right. And I know that doesn't really sound like a huge deal. However, if you are a pet owner, okay, then you can empathize with the presence of or lack thereof of carpet.
Right.
Okay. So that's one of the things that we're seeing. We're seeing more whites in terms of wall colors and things of that nature. And we're also seeing less granite countertops and more quartz countertops. Okay. Yep. And they're about the same price. But the quartz has a more even look and an even distribution versus granite. It's not as porous either. It's a man-made product, so it doesn't stain as easily. So these are some of the trends that we're starting to notice as well. And more clean-cut lines and just kind of straight-to-the-point design work as well.
I've never felt more hip in my life. We have all hardwoods because we hate carpet, and we have quartz countertops now. So
you're hip.
I finally am ahead of the trend. That's amazing. It's never actually happened. Looks like the millennials are finally starting to engage in the home buying marketplace. I mean, are you seeing that too? And I imagine that, I mean, Carol, let's be honest. I mean, how seven-ish years of doing the show, and we've, I don't know that Airbnb's ever been mentioned. So I love this next generation of builders kind of thinking along those lines now.
I thought about putting part of my house on Airbnb.
So millennials are going to be a big force in this market.
Huge, huge. And as a matter of fact, our design profile is not only addressing millennials, but also addressing empty nesters that want to downsize.
Yep.
My goal, guys, is to create a product in which both of those entities can come together and say, either we're selling to one or the other, right? Because right now, those are the two individuals that have the money to buy in the areas that we're building at, where you know, they can take a couple of turns and be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Right.
They could take a couple of turns and be at Phillips Arena or be at their local cantina on the patio on a beautiful, you know, late summer afternoon or so on and so forth. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking to, again, create product that allows those particular buyers to come in, live in the house, but again, also take advantage of the urbanization that's going on right now in the city of Atlanta.
All right. Van, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know installing LED lighting will reduce your energy bill? On average, LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy than other bulbs. And LED bulbs last longer so you don't have to change them as often. Taking small steps toward energy efficient living will add value, comfort, and savings to your home. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
All right, we're back with Van Hardiman of Van Hardiman Homes.
So I'm excited. I'm going to pretend I'm a home buyer. I want to build a house with you. Walk me through the process. How do we get started? What does that look like?
Well, Carol, that's a great question. Right now, we're actually working on a BYOL program. Okay, are you guys familiar with that adjective?
Build on your own lot.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, as a potential client, we actually use an online project management software by the name of BuilderTrend. Okay. So what BuilderTrend allows us to do is it allows us to ingratiate our customers on the daily process of building a house by having an app on their illustrious cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
You wake up with it. You go to sleep with it. You know, you look at it while you're bathing your kids in a bathtub or, you know, on the outdoor patio.
Right.
You're looking at it. So in the home building process, our goal is, number one, to link our customers up with a qualified design professional so that they're not reinventing the wheel.
Right.
We call it the tiebreaker. Right. Because the builder is plain Jane. All white walls, light brown floors, lighter color quartz. We don't care, right? The design professional is looking in the 21, 2022, and looking down the line for the actual client itself. So long story short, our process involves introducing a potential customer to a design professional and then also creating a schedule and a streamlined process in which we can efficiently build the house. The faster we build, the more money we make. So it behooves us to hurry the heck up and make this thing happen. Definitely.
I get it. I like it. You know, I heard about some townhomes that you're involved in. So tell us everything we need to know about those.
Okay. Now, these townhouses will be at the corner of Hollywood Road and Perry Boulevard over in Northwest Atlanta. The townhome units will face north, facing a beautiful library that was actually built by the city of Atlanta. Modern style library, great building. What we want to do is it's a building. It's only 8 townhomes, so get in early, get in fast. 1,540 finished square feet, 1-car garage, private backyard, 1-way entrance. Okay, so you enter on Hollywood and then you exit on a Perry. Contemporary styling. All right. Stained concrete floors on the first level. The upstairs will have hardwood floors as well as the top floor. You'll have 3 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms. So if you are interested in Airbnb, you have a lower level bed and bath, full bed and bath that you can rent out to customers, or, you know, an older child can stay in that room or however you see fit. There's actually a front deck and a rear deck on the property as well. Okay. Very, very low footprint. There's an HOA that'll have a very small fee for common maintenance of the grounds. So you don't have to worry about that either. All you have to do is come home, live good, eat good, go straight down Perry Boulevard and have a nice taco at the cantina I mentioned earlier, which is a big deal for me. I'm obviously a Tex-Mex guy.
Oh, yeah.
But these townhomes will introduce a new product that this area has not seen before. One that is not only contemporary, but just off the beaten path. Okay. And also giving buyers an opportunity to say, hey, we want and we like and we demand something different.
Now, let me be sure I heard this correctly. Did you say 3 bedrooms?
3 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms.
In less than 1,100 square feet.
1,500 square feet.
Okay. Yes, that's why I wanted to be sure I heard that correctly. That's still an efficient use of that space.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you make a great point, Tom, because again, very, very efficient. We want people to understand that you don't have to have a 2,500 square foot unit.
You don't need it.
You don't have to have a 3,000 square foot unit. You can have a smaller footprint and live just as well and be able to save that, let's say, $1,000 a month that you're putting into, you know, some sort of account that's building interest and so on and so forth, and giving you flexibility. There's a lot of people that are right up against that income threshold as it pertains to their mortgages. So our job as a newer builder is to come in and give the market options to where you can still live good, eat good, enjoy this urbanization, and not be trapped in a house because you're so close to your limit on your mortgage payment that you struggle on a month-to-month basis.
Well, my wife and I live in a 1,500 square foot home with 3 bedrooms, 3 baths, and not 3.5 like yours, like these townhomes. And that's all the house you need. I mean, so if you're catering to, and I agree with you that this millennial demographic and what I think they're looking for is increasingly similar to that empty nester and that person downsizing and simplifying. So I think that's where it's going. Those sound great. Awesome. Do you have any idea on the price point of those?
So right now we're looking at $359,900. Nice sweet spot.
Right.
Okay. What we deem to be the new affordable, depending on rates and where our rates end up at. And I'll give you guys a little tip since I was invited on this illustrious program, a small sneak peek. There is a chance that we may collaborate with Invest Atlanta on this deal. If we do so, we're going to offer one of these units for sale through Invest Atlanta. I'm not at liberty to discuss the price point that one unit will be available for sale through Invest Atlanta because the deal hasn't been consummated yet. But check in with us later.
That's exciting.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. And it's in a hot and upcoming part of town, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Smoking hot.
We're starting to talk more and more about what's happening in that part of the world. So great stuff.
Well, now, don't you have a single family home for sale in that area as well?
We do. As a matter of fact, it is a little bit more of a traditional home. Mm-hmm. It's a story and a half on a full basement. The front door faces south. The back door faces north. The north-facing back door has the best, arguably one of the best views in the Riverside community. There's a valley. There's an old kind of like a stormwater valley that the deck looks over.
Wow.
And gives you just a beautiful view. About 2,300 square feet. We have a huge kitchen, dining, living room setup where you're looking at 36 feet wide by 20 feet deep in terms of this entire room. Mm-hmm. So you're standing in the kitchen. You have the traditional 10-foot wide bar, nice size overhang, as well as some exposed beams that run the gamut of that room. Okay.
That sounds great.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfinished basement, two-car garage. Mm-hmm. Again, larger lot, but again, more traditional due to we have to stay in line with the current neighborhood. We don't want to come over there with a monstrosity or something like that. But very, very high demand area. We just sold three other houses the next street over. So we're looking forward to that hitting the market and taking off quickly.
That's not going to last long. You have to move quick on that one, I have a feeling.
None of these are going to last long.
I would agree.
I'll let you guys say that, and hopefully that reality will come to fruition.
Excellent.
All right. Well, Van, this has been fun. I'm excited to see where you guys go from here. Before I let you go, should anyone need to contact you, how do they find you, and where do they learn more about everything happening at Van Hardiman Homes?
You can visit vanhardimanhomes.com. That's V as in Victor, A-N, Hardiman, H-A-R-D-I-M-O-N, homes.com. You can reach us directly at 404-419-6640. And I want to give the listeners my direct email, which is van, V as in Victor, A-N, at hardiman.net.
All right. Well, Carol, I'm going to do what Dan says. I'm going to live good, eat good.
Live good, eat good.
That is the philosophy of a happy, happy life. Van Hardiman, the president of Van Hardiman Homes. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. See you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.